Snip and series is sponsored by Dr. Nanjak Nussbaum of Fuhr Shlomo Chol Yisrael, in particular, Hanani Shmuel Lippe Mitcharn Aleya, and the merit of all those looking for their Shidduch should find their Basher. We are in the middle of a Shema, the opening statement, the motto of the Jewish people, the affirmation of the unity of Hashem's existence. Last night, we spoke about the insight of the Menachem Tzion, Shema Yisrael. If you really believe Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, if you're Mekabel Amochu Shemaim, if you believe that we have a treasure, we have a gift, we have a great bracha, we don't keep it to ourselves, but we proclaim Shema Yisrael, we share it with others. The Apterov, the O of Yisrael, describes that Shema is not just for others, but actually for us, is a great refuge, a great source of support. He says it on Parshas Maaseh, but it applies in our Parsha as well, Va'eschanan, in which the Arei Miklat appear. He says there are six Arei Miklat that are noted. Pasuk in Maaseh says, V'esha'arim asher tidnu l'leviim, shesh Arei Miklat, six cities of refuge. Someone who killed by accident can run and find safety and security in one of those cities. Asher tidnu l'nashama ha'rotzeach, V'aleim tidnu arba'im u'shtayim ir, and to which you shall add 42 towns. Says the Oy V'Yisroel of Avn Yeshua Heschel, the Apta Rav. It's not a coincidence. Shema, that sentence, has six words. V'ahavta, the opening paragraph, has 42 words. Because the city of refuge, the place we go to for support, when we make a mistake, when we're fleeing and we're running for our life, where can we immerse ourselves? Where can we find a place that will accept us unconditionally, protect us? When we need an ir miklat in life, we failed, we made a mistake, an indiscretion, we run our ir miklat, those six cities, our Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The six words of Shema. Even if we make a mistake, nevertheless, we can find refuge in Kabbalah Salmachu Shemayim. We run into Hashem's arms, we run into His embrace. Even with that mistake, we can find comfort and we can find support with Him. That opening word Shema, where it appears in the Torah, the Ayin of Shema and the Dalet of the final word Echad are enlarged. Ayin and Dalet, we all know, we're all taught. The Avud Raham points out, the Ayin and the Dalet spell aid, witness, because we are to pay witness, we are to testify that Hashem is the creator of the whole universe, that He didn't create the world and move on, but He's intimately involved in each of our lives. And we witness it, we testify to that fact. When we say Shema, we're not talking in the abstract, it's not theoretical, we're not studying or talking about God, we have a relationship with God. And the Ayin and Dalet aid, we give edus, we testify to the truth, to the authenticity of that relationship. Says the Sefer Pituche Chosam, Rav Yaakov Avuchatzera. So now, what's left? If you remove the Ayin and Dalet, Shema and Echad, take the Ayin from Shema, Shin and Mem. Take the Dalet from Echad, you have Aleph and Ches. What you have left is Esmach. If in fact we're Mekabel Omochu Shemayim, as a true aid, if we testify, we affirm, we serve as a witness to God's presence and to His providence in this world, if we are an aid, Ayin Dalet, Esmach, you'll find happiness. Happiness and joy is in a life of submission, surrender, a life in which we welcome and relate to Hashem. One in which we need to navigate the world ourselves, one in which we deny that there is a Creator, we deny His dominion and providence, then you're not going to be happy. There's so much pressure, responsibility, disappointment, fear, anger, hurt. But a life of Eidus, Ayin Dalet, if we testify to Hashem's role in our life, what's left Esmach is a life of joy, the happiness, the relief that comes from a life of a connection to Hashem. The Chidor of Chaim Yosef David Azulai writes, the Ayin and the Dalet spell aid. But what are the two most important qualities? What is the competency, the credibility of a witness of an aid? Ayin, anava, humility, and Dalet, dibur. The witness has to have humility, fidelity to the truth, but they have the capacity to articulate, they have to be eloquent, they have to be able to state what they saw. The Ayin and the Dalet aid also stands, says the Chidah, for Anava and for Dibur. Chassam Sofer on Parshas Acharei Mos says, why is there an Ayin Dalet? Why are we invoking the image of testimony of a being a witness when we talk about accepting and submitting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Almighty's providence in this world. He says, we're not just talking about Malchus Shemayim. The image of Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim is fear. Lightning's going to strike. Thunder. Person has to accept that he is the King of Kings. He is the Master of Masters. And we have to accept that for ourselves. So the Chassam Sofer says, at first, it paints a picture of doing it only out of fear. Doing it out of awe. However, says the Chassam Sofer, the Ayin and Dalet tells us, we're not just saying God's in charge because we're worried if we don't, what will happen? We won't have an income, a parnasa. We won't have good health. We won't have the things that we hope and wish for. So if that's the cost, if that's the condition, we'll testify God's in charge because otherwise we're afraid. No, says the Chassam Sofer, the Ayin and Dalet is, regardless of my relationship with him, I'm offering objective testimony that there's a creator of the world, and that not only did he create a world, he remains intimately involved with his world. This insight of the Chassam Sofer reminds me of a comment of the Ramban. We'll end with this. When Moshe is recruited by God to be the leader to redeem the Jewish people from Egypt, Moshe says, what if they ask your name? God, what's your name? What should I tell them? If they want to know, what are you called? What is your name? What should I tell them? And the Ribbono Shel Olam God says, even though he has many names, many ways we refer to him, he says, don't worry about it. Eyeh Asher Eyeh. Some think it's a holy name. We have to say Ekeh Asher Ekeh. God says, you know what my name is? I shall be. The Ramban on that pasuk says, what God was telling Moshe is, don't worry about my name. A name is a description. Don't worry about the evidence of my existence, the Bible codes, discovery seminar. Don't worry about examining the evidence that I'm real. You know what my name is? I shall be. They'll come to know me. They'll know me when I perform miracles. They'll know me if they open their eyes and they see me. They'll know me because I'm the one guiding their lives. Says the Ramban, God was not giving his name. He was saying, they don't need my name. They'll know me because they experience me. And that's what the Chassam Sofer says, the Ayin Dalet, aid. We are offering testimony of God, not only being the creator, but involved in our life, not out of fear, not out of consequence, but out of objective truth, because out of a sense of testimony about what is real.